Hello. Welcome to Chapter 10. Chapter 10 gives an opportunity to look at advertising and promotion. As a matter of fact, this is not a very good title. We should think of it as promotion. Advertising is simply one of the forms of promotion that we'll look at. What we'll do is try to look down through the outline part of your notes, section by section, and follow the topics. In doing this, it should give us a chance to cover most of the terms and certainly to identify those items that will be expected of you on the test. So follow along with me as we move section by section, topic by topic. In section one, you have one topic, unique selling proposition. Please note the quotes around that. That's my way in the notes of identifying those items that are on the term list above. And neither in the classroom nor here will we cover that term list separately and independently, but we will cover those terms as we go through the chapter. In first case, this one, unique selling proposition, is exactly that. Remember, the chapter is about promotion, so what am I trying to communicate to my customers? That's my unique selling proposition. Am I saying we're the highest quality, we're the most convenient, we're the most effective product? What are we selling, and what are we trying to communicate to you with all of our different forms of promotion? Section 2 is all about creating a promotional strategy. What is promotion? It's anything that I do to communicate that, frankly, unique selling proposition to my customers. But anything I do to communicate with my customers to increase sales, we call promotion. What are the types of promotion? You will be asked to name these five on the test. You should study these, pardon the expression, memorize these, and learn these as a reminder of my options when it comes to promotion. They are advertising, publicity, personal selling, direct marketing, and sales promotion. Note that the first three are terms. They have quotes around them. You'll have to understand the definition of those, which really makes this list a little easier, because by the time you get to the page of the test that asks you to name the types of promotion, you will have seen those three on the term list before, which means they're very easy to find and very difficult to forget. What is advertising, publicity, and personal selling? Well, advertising is any paid form of media communications. If I communicate through some media, radio, TV, newspapers, magazines, billboards, some media like that, we call, and I pay for it, we call it advertising. If I manage to communicate a message through any of those same media, think radio and television, without having to pay for it, in other words, if I do a good deed in the community and the newspaper writes an article about me, we call that publicity. It's non-paid media communications. Personal selling is any time I communicate with the customers face-to-face, individual-to-individual. That's personal selling. Direct marketing is any other direct communication with the customer that is not face-to-face. It's not a term, but you should understand that. Similarly, the last category is sales promotion. We use this as a catch-all category for anything that's not either through the media or direct to the customer, and therefore will fall into one of the other categories. What would go in here? Sales. I may advertise those sales, but the sale itself is a sales promotion. Sweepstakes, entertainment on my car lot, giving away free hot dogs. I may advertise those. I may seek publicity about those. When the customers arrive, I may do personal selling. But the thing itself, the event, the sweepstakes, the sales promotion, the sales, is simply a sales promotion. So the five types of promotion are advertising, publicity, personal selling, direct marketing, and sales promotion. Please learn those. Absolute cost and relative cost. Absolute cost is simply how much it costs. Relative cost is how much it costs per what it considering what it does. So if it costs me $10,000 to advertise and to run an ad in a newspaper, a large newspaper that would be, we call that absolute cost. If I calculated how much it cost me for each customer I would reach, we would call that relative cost. So simply the amount, and the amount as measured by how much it reaches or how many days it runs or some other adjustment to that is relative cost. There are a lot of media options. The text looks at 14. I encourage you to look at these, but you can name most of those. Radio, television, newspapers, magazines, the obvious ones. You should consider the advantages and disadvantages of each of those. In the classroom, we would discuss these in some detail. Since I won't be asking you on a test to describe and discuss those, you get a little bit of a break here as far as study, But if you want to learn something at this point in the course, you should take a look at that. The remaining topics in Section 3 are terms. Note the quotes. Specialty advertising, outdoor advertising, transit advertising, direct mail, and trade show. I think these are fairly self-explanatory. Specialty advertising may need a little help. This one, if maybe I give away pins with my name on it. I give away some item to help me promote my company. We call that specialty advertising. Outdoor advertising, think billboards. Transit advertising, think buses. Direct mail, think just that. I mail out to specific customers. It is a form of direct marketing, but it's communicating with them non-face-to-face through the mail. Trade shows. These are regularly scheduled events that I may show up at where customers or potential customers come and look at the goods. Manufacturers typically do these for their customers who are wholesalers. We'll come to these different trade shows to see what kind of new products are available in an industry. Imagine automobile trade shows, electronic trade shows. You should be able to understand that clearly. Moving to Section 4, we start to talk about how do I decide how much to spend on my advertising budget? And what are the four budget methods? Normally, I ask students to simply name the four budget methods. In this case, to try to avoid some of that memorization, to try to cut down that list of items to be remembered a little, you'll simply have to identify these four from a larger list. They are affordable, match competition, percentage of sales, task, and objective. They require a brief explanation. Affordable means simply I decide I can afford to spend $1,000 a week on advertising. So I spend $1,000 a week. Match competition, I may take the approach of saying, well, how many radio ads does my competition run? We need to do at least as much. Percentage of sales. As my sales change from period to period, year to year, month to month, depending on how I'm looking at it, I may find that I'm successful by devoting a certain percentage of that to advertising. If my sales double, my advertising will double. That kind of a thing. Percentage of sales. Finally, task and objective. I may ignore all those others and simply say I want to increase sales by a certain amount. And I may think it through. To do that, I need a certain number of new sales. New customers. To have that many new customers, I need to have a certain number come on my lot. To have that many come on my lot, I may need to have a certain number of people see my ad. For people to see my ad, I may need to expose it in different amounts of media. In other words, I decide what I want to accomplish, what is my objective, and I do whatever advertising task is necessary to reach that objective. This is probably the best method, but obviously the most complicated to implement as well. Now, the next section, Section 5, the last section, is simply intended to help us understand how we might advertise big on a small budget, how we might advertise without spending a lot of money. There are three techniques to do that. There are probably a good many more, but these are the three that I wanted us to look at because a couple of them are terms. The first is cooperative advertising, and the second is shared advertising. Cooperative advertising and shared advertising are very similar. It's simply who's involved in them. That's how we want to distinguish these. Cooperative advertising is up and down the marketing channel. For instance, a manufacturer may work together with his wholesalers or with his retailers for his product to buy advertising time. We call that cooperative advertising. On the other hand, the stores in the mall, all at the same level, they're all retailers, or a group of wholesalers, or a group of manufacturers, like the dairy industry, may work together, competitors working together to advertise. The stores in the mall may advertise the benefits of shopping in the mall. We call that shared advertising. Finally, the last item in the chapter is one of our terms that we haven't yet looked at, and it is cause marketing. This is attempting to promote some cause. Imagine a company that says, you know, we're raising money to help, proceeds of our sales will go to help the Haiti Relief Fund. Normally companies do this to benefit themselves, but in effect they're marketing some cause that further benefits society, so we call it cause marketing. Thank you. I hope that covers this chapter for you as well as I can. Thank you.